For state lawmakers wrapped up their session last week. Among the issues they tackled during their time at the Capitol, expanding the state school voucher program, tax cuts, and a pay raise for teachers. But there were other issues left on the table when lawmakers adjourned. Aaliyah Rao with her colleagues wrote about that in Sunday's Arizona Republic. She's legislative reporter for the paper and AZ Central. And Aaliyah, in talking to lawmakers from their perspective, what are the biggest or most impactful things they feel they accomplished during the session?
Obviously, it depends who you ask, but I think the biggest and definitely the hardest ones were expanding the empowerment scholarship account.
So that's
now the school voucher program. So that's now expanded to all kids, although there's a cap on how many new kids can enroll each year. But eventually, I think the dream is that all kids would have access to it. That was a huge win. It's something they've been trying to do for several years. They got that done.
Huge win for Republicans, we should say.
Yes, and school choice folks, and yes, absolutely. And then I think the other one, again, also, well, this one was more bipartisan, but the university funding issue. Governor Ducey had come in wanting to give them access to sales tax so they could bond against them. That was a non-starter. We delayed the budget. They fought, and they ended up just giving them a flat amount every year till 2043, I think, to give them access to $1 billion in bonding for new construction. And that was a huge deal for the universities.
Now, obviously, legislators were in session for a long time, more than 120 days. They passed a lot of bills, but they didn't do everything. And it seems like next year there's going to be a few really big issues that lawmakers have to take up, perhaps starting with Proposition 301, which is a 0.6 cent sales tax, which pays for education. It's set to expire in a couple of years. And there's been a lot of talk about extending it. But beyond that, it seems like there's a lot of disagreement about how to extend it. Maybe do we expand it? Do we revamp the way that it pays for different things? Is that one of the bigger things that seems to be on the early agenda for 2018?
Definitely. And there was a good number of folks, Republicans and Democrats, who wanted it on the agenda this year. And it got squashed and really quickly, and there was no conversation about it. So next year seems to be the year that I think you'll see at least more of a push to get it on the ballot on, you know, sooner. Some Republicans don't want to even talk about it till 2020, so we'll have a little bit of a fight there. But basically, there's a conversation that needs to be had about what does it look like? You know, what does it fund? Do you continue it at 0.6 cents, or do you expand it to 1 cent? Who gets that money, and when do you put it on the ballot? 2018, when you've got Governor Ducey and the lawmakers up for re-election. 2020, some other special election. It's kind of all up for grabs.
What else didn't get done this year that perhaps will have to be on the agenda next year?
One thing that may have to be on the agenda is the new lawsuit, the second lawsuit, on school funding. And this one is over about $2 billion in capital funding, which covers everything from textbooks to building maintenance.
And this was filed fairly late in the session.
It was. It was filed, I think, about a month ago. Lawmakers and Governor Ducey have not wanted to say a whole lot about it now, understandably, because they haven't seen much about it. It just got filed. We haven't seen any court action on it. But it's another one of those education lawsuits that's a tremendous amount of money. There have been prior lawsuits on this issue that the schools have won. So there's some precedent that could move things along more quickly. But I would imagine it's not something that Governor Ducey and the legislature may want holding over their heads during an election year without addressing it somehow.
Have you heard anything about possible resolution to that at the Capitol?
I have not. I think it's too early. I can't say they were caught off guard by it because they've been warned for 2 years, I think, that it's been coming. But there hasn't been much conversation about how to deal with it. And one way, maybe Prop 301. I mean, somehow there could be a combination issue in there.
At the beginning of the session, even before the session started, there was a lot of talk from providers of services to those with developmental disabilities about needing money to pay for the higher minimum wage. They had to pay their workers more to treat people who really, frankly, need help with a lot of these services. Were they satisfied with the amount of money that was in the budget for them to cover those additional costs?
No. They had initially come in asking for, I think, more than $70 million. They got about $33 million with a concession from everybody saying, we know you're going to need more. Come talk to us next year. We'll see what we can do next year. But this is sort of all the money that we have this year. And these are organizations, many of them very small, some of them larger, who say, you know, there's a point where they will literally have to shut their doors. I mean, and some have said you could have no DD services in Northern Arizona for anybody if things get bad, and things could get bad quickly.
So potentially lawmakers are looking at $40 million or more starting off the budget that they have to spend on these services without even basically doing anything in the session.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's something that when they come and ask for it, they're going to need it quickly and they're going to need it early in the session.
Was there anything else that you heard any kind of consensus on from lawmakers, even small groups of lawmakers, of things that they wanted to do this year or trying to do this year that they couldn't quite get done that they plan to bring back next year?
I think you'll have a conversation, and we have one every year, but it depends on the size of it, on taxes. And everybody's obviously got their different angles. Senator Steve Farley, a Democrat from Tucson, has really wanted to have a conversation about, let's look at all these tax loopholes. How much money is coming out of there? Can we get rid of some of those and get some revenue there? On the other end of that, you've got House Speaker J.D. Mesnard wanting to completely reform the formula. Governor Ducey has promised to get as close as possible to eliminating the income tax. There's a lot of conversation about big tax reform that kind of trickle out and people talk and moan and groan, but we haven't actually seen any action on them. Next year's a big election year. Maybe we'll see something then.
Aaliyah Rao is a legislative reporter with the Arizona Republic in AZ Central. Aaliyah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.